come again at the end of the sixth, and Shabbat day, Shakshurim, the Tammy, the Smart Shibu, the Ice Shishitan, the Kabinitan, the Shiri, the Rata, Shivash, Hariyo, the Kabinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the little time that we have, I'd just like to concentrate on a certain purpose of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, as I've understood it from Sri Prabhupada, my senior godbrothers. In one morning walk, Srila Prabhupada said that our worship of Radha Krishna is our own private business. But actually, in terms of preaching, our business is to dismantle the materialistic philosophy such as evolution, which the material scientists have actually bewildered the whole world with. And this temple of Vedic planetarium is the emblem of the instrument which is meant to achieve that. There are of course many different tributaries or ways in which modern science has evolved and has built up a very, very convincing structure by which ultimately people accept that there is no God, or at best the God is impersonal, and that ultimately therefore the goal of life is some satisfaction, sadness, and you just live once, enjoy at all costs. And whether it's the cost of the planet, or whether it's the cost of the other half of the people on this world that they can starve to death, it doesn't matter. But whoever has access, they should be happy. And, of course, our teaching, our worship of Radha and Krishna as the form of the Absolute Truth, as taught to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, is presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam, along with Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and of course all of the other Vedic literature, is our model. This is what we put forward, it's what we're distributing, it's what we're spreading all over the world. And in this chanting of Hare Krishna is our philosophy, is our teachings, and we accept that Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamudra from Bhagavad Swaraha. We don't need anything else. This is compiled and written by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of the Lord, and it's perfect as it is. But if it's perfect as it is, then we need to be able to defend everything that Srimad Bhagavatam says. Now, the fifth canto, which is one of the main functions why we call this the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, is the structure of the universe. The structure of the universe is related to the process of creation also, but it's certainly related to the empiric approach of modern science that what we see is what reality is. What Shukadeva Goswami sees is what reality is, but his reality and the reality of the scientists are different. The scientists don't see four elephants holding up a mandala. Neither do they see Anantadeva while stabilizing the mandala. Neither do they see Anantadeva from the bottom, this huge thousand Buddha snake holding up what we call the solar system, what is sort of the equivalent of the solar system. How do you equate those two things? And unless we can actually show, I won't use the word proof, because proving something. Ultimately, proof is that neither have they proven that what they see is reality. And ultimately, neither are we going to prove that Srimad Bhagavatam, then, that Srimad Bhagavatam and the version of the universe of Srimad Bhagavatam is the way it's written. But we can give certainly a very relevant argument, a better argument, and an argument that also harmonizes with what they see. And that's very important, because if we can't, if the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere doesn't stand on its feet, then it immediately puts to question every other statement of Bhagavatam. Yajna Sankirtana Praya, then why is Sankirtana Yajna the religious principle of this age? So of course we as Vaishnavas, we believe that everything that Bhagavatam says, not every verse, but every word is perfect, because it's spoken from the transcendental sphere. And therefore we need to be able to actually defend all of those statements in order to then also support our own personal statement that the absolute truth is a person, that he is Krishna, that God is flute, and he does play the flute, and he engages in so many wonderful pastimes. So of course one of the functions of this temple of Vedic planetarium, aside from showing what our personal business is, which is to worship Brahma and Krishna in the way that Panchatattva did, is to actually show the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada was very fond of using this word science. Krishna consciousness approach, the Bhagavatam's approach to describing reality is as and more scientific than that which modern science has presented. Another example, which is not there in the chandelier and in the whole evolution of the main dome, is to how actually Golo, Kanamini, Jitami, Chali, Patasya, how the different levels or the structure of this universe evolves, is also the very important principle of evolution. The evolution, which of course modern science basically means that from very simple, basic, elemental particles, you get this planet, you get this building, and ultimately you get conscious living entities, human beings. You don't see this taking place anywhere. It's not logical. It's not something that is either experimentally being verified. And it's just the opposite of actually what people see. Because what do we see? We see very complex forms degrade to very simple elemental particles. We don't see the opposite. And so Temple of Vedic Planetarium is also meant to show what our scientific creatures have termed inverse evolution, which is a much more logical and a much more systematic presentation. It's something that confirms with what is observable, that life creates life, that life is the cause of structure and organization within this world, and that ultimately it makes sense that the topmost life, namely a supreme person, is the cause of all other persons, is the cause of all other creations, of planets and universes, and down to the Yasinda Rupam, right down to the smallest little germ, right down to the smallest little insect. We need to be able to present that, and logical argument needs to be given for that. Bhagavatam says very far out things. The daughters of Daksha give birth to clouds, mountains, mosquitoes, aquatics, animals. It's possible. What is the logical argument? What is the presentation? Which is just not the temple. This is the scientific, this building presents the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. We see, for instance, how we as human beings, our genes, we have limited genes. We give birth to other humans. Although nowadays, those humans are starting to act less and less human. But there, why is should living entities be limited just to having genes of their own nature? Why not genes of other living entities, higher living entities who are able to do that? Living entities who have the genes to produce other types of living entities. It's logical. It's something that can be acceptable. So our Temple of Vedic Planetarium is meant to present these scientific principles to back up the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which then actually gives added force and support to the fact that yes, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will see God face to face. Everything else that we're proposing is fact. And this is also fact. But people, how will you prove it? If you do it. And if you do it, and if you attain that type of transcendental vision, where you see, for instance, in Brahma Samhita states that, and I just forgot the verse, how Krishna is present in his fullness in everything, everywhere, this inconceivable statement that, of course, we understand that Krishna is within everything, and yet at the same time, Lord Brahma says that not only is everything within Krishna, but Krishna is also within every atom, along with everything. That means that all the atoms that make up the universe also contain all the universes along with Krishna. Achintya, inconceivable. But when we attain that state of transcendental consciousness where we can both understand such inconceivable things and approach that Supreme Personality of God, then yes, then we can actually see reality for what it is, and that will be the ultimate proof. Do the experiment. Chant Hare Krishna, follow Panchatattva, and ultimately, yes, you can see reality for what it really is, in the way that Shukadeva Goswami also saw and described reality, and showed that the reality of the scientists was actually just the reality of conditioned living entities who have a very, very limited three-dimensional perspective of what they see. So just in conclusion, all of you have heard what Srila Prabhupada really encouraged us, and especially encouraged the scientific creatures. In regards to the scientists, kick them in the face with boots. Prabhupada would say, I kick them in the face with boots. I haven't seen Prabhupada. I know that when Srila Prabhupada was in England, in Pittenger's Park, he was wearing boots, is where he wasn't to walk around. I don't know many other places that Srila Prabhupada was wearing boots, but at least my conviction is that this building you're seeing, this is Srila Prabhupada's boots. And this is Prabhupada's boot in the face of science and scientists. And when this building is up, not only is Panchatattva and Radha Madhava situated there in the altar and showing what it is that's going on in our hearts, but when all of the inside preaching is done and the planetarium is there and everything else is there, all of those scientific principles would substantiate Srimad Bhagavatam's statement, then this will really be a boot in the face of the scientists. Thank you.